Can't lose this. It's a Reagan inaugural button. I don't know what I did to deserve the enviable position of being the last of 14 speakers today. I'm having trouble reconciling that position with the psychology of an only child. Permit me three quick parentheses before I share with you my very brief observations about the Philadelphia Society and its future. Parentheses one, I really do not feel adequate to the lofty historico-philosophical literary reflections of my scholarly colleagues. So I apologize in advance if my observations sound somewhat tactical and maybe even practical by comparison. I think they'll complement the loftier observations you've had already to savor rather well. Secondly, we've had a number of references this weekend to the remnant. And at the risk of being a heretic, I've always been uncomfortable with this self-description, even if it has elements of truth about it. Around the corner from here, in the lobby of the restored Oriental Theater, you can read on the wall a famous saying of Henry Ford. I think we should take it to heart. It simply says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And we'd best be about thinking that we can, putting on that psychology and thinking about ourselves less as a remnant than as the emerging majority, the latent majority, or something more positive if you want to get to the slogan of our current nemesis, yes, we can. Third, on the way to agreeing, in particular and with some detail, to Dan Oliver's proposition for you, he and I, as it turns out, have offices across the hall from each other at the White House Writers Group, and I don't see Dan enough, unfortunately. I would like to point out that along that dismaying 60-year slide, sort of slide toward the cesspool, you might say, that Dan alluded to, there was the small matter of the collapse of communism. And, you know, in a certain way, we, via the agency of Ronald Reagan, had something to do with that. So we should take heart, I think, in some colossal successes, and that's one of them. 50 years ago, the Philadelphia Society was practically the only, except for ISI, conservative intellectual organization extant. At a time when a snide world considered conservative intellectual organization an oxymoron. Today, half a century later, it is merely unique in a landscape crowded with different conservative organizations of all types. So what's the Philadelphia Society's future in that landscape looking ahead? I think on Friday evening, Ed Fulner referred to the Philadelphia Society as a sort of recharging station for us conservatives in the midst of a politically and culturally hostile world. It served that purpose well for many decades. It is invaluable in this role. And now that Ed and the trustees have surmounted the society's structural deficit, it is probably secure in performing that role for many years to come. But beyond this, I see three distinct possible futures for the Philadelphia Society if its leadership and members want to pursue them. First, yesterday Neil Freeman pointed out our need to do what he called some doctrinal work on the conservative canon. He was, I think, referring to the need to define conservative positions on a number of contemporary issues. I think he mentioned, for example, immigration. I believe that there are other such issues, like developing conservative remedies for instances of market failure that can be explained analytically so that they will be convincing to others and not simply in terms of faith, or finding conservative antidotes to the individual pathetic case anecdotes that constitute data for the left's public policy prescriptions, or perfecting a middle class and lower class upliftment rationale for our economic prescriptions that can't be easily caricatured as trickle-down economics. No think tank will do this work. They're too consumed with current policy and legislative issues. And needless to say, no university, or practically no university, will do this work for reasons, as Dr. Strangelove would say, that at this moment must be all too obvious. Second, in their desperation to cling to power, the left is now supporting, as in the recent Florida by-election, libertarian candidates to split the conservative vote and give themselves a new lease on life. As the one place where conservatives and libertarians can talk to each other without coming to blows, the Philadelphia Society could help us avoid tripping over our own shoelaces and help avert this kind of fratricide. Third, we conservatives need to come to grips with the reality, noted by many commentators before and since the 2012 election cycle, that non-white voters behave differently from white voters. An AEI scholar wrote a piece about this. I couldn't find it readily to quote it this morning, but it's out there to find just before the 2012 election. There is nothing about our deliberations of this weekend, or practically ever, that takes this reality into account. Now, of course, the Philadelphia Society is not a campaign strategy consulting firm. Thank God. It should be what my scholarly colleagues have described and laid out for you as this rich replenishment source that we have been talking about. But to bring about the society that we want for ourselves, our children, and future generations, a society that is being ruined and made ever more distant by the way the left uses government, we need to figure out how to win elections, to stop the left's assault on our liberties and restore a government and society of ordered liberty. We need to supply candidates with ideas and support candidates who embrace our values and objectives. But if we don't figure out how to take into account and address the differences in voting behavior between non-white and white voters, winning will be nearly impossible. The Philadelphia Society could be a place to figure that out. So at 50, the Philadelphia Society has a secure future, continuing to do what it has always done well. But it also has several opportunities to make even more strategic contributions to advancing a society of ordered liberty. That's a great place from which to start the next 50 years. Thank you.